Well, let's go to John chapter 14 and verse 6 through to 9. Jesus told him, this is speaking to Philip, Jesus speaking. Jesus told Philip, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. And Jesus replied, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? It is Father's Day, and I just want to take a little bit of time just to talk about knowing God as Father. I had a message all prepared for today, but all week I just wasn't sitting right, and I got home yesterday from a birthday party and got home and lay in bed and just didn't sit right with me, and I just felt, no, this isn't right. And so it was one of those ones where that message went, and just asked God to speak something fresh from this morning. So it may be a little raw, it may be a little simple, may not be too refined, but hey, it's good to lean on Jesus, right? So praise God. Would you just read verse 6 with me again? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. How many times have you read that one? How many times have you quoted it? How many times have you sung songs that sing that truth? How many times have you heard a preacher preach that verse? Jesus is the way. That word way there really simply means this in the original language. It just means the road or the highway. So Jesus said, on the road, on the highway. You know, whenever we travel on a road, it's always with the goal of getting somewhere. We always head out on a road because we have a destination in mind. There's somewhere that we are heading to. And when Jesus declared, I am the way, he was saying, I am the road to somewhere. Or should I say, I am the road to someone. I'm the one who will point you in that way. I'm the one who will lead you to a particular destination. He had a destination in mind that people would come to him and find that he's the way, he's the road, he's the highway to a destination. And the destination this morning is this. It's the Father. It speaks about being the way, and it speaks about a destination. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. I'm the road. The Father's the destination. Jesus was declaring, this is what I'm all about. I want to lead you, point you, bring you to the Father. We'll say more about that in a moment in John chapter 17. I want to get you to the Father. John chapter 17, as I just mentioned just then, Jesus is praying for his disciples, that beautiful prayer. He's praying for his disciples there and then and for all generations to come. You can read it in your own time in John chapter 17. And Jesus literally tells them there, I've come to reveal the Father. I've come to reveal him. That's what I've come to do. When you think about the mission of Jesus, why did Jesus come to earth? You say, to die for my sins, absolutely. To destroy the works of the devil, absolutely. To heal the sick, absolutely. But do you know what Jesus declared? He said, I have come to reveal the Father. I've come to bring people, to lead people into a relationship with Father God. And that word reveal in some translations is the word manifest. And the word manifest simply means to make known or visible. And so Jesus was saying, hey, I've not just come to talk about who the Father is. I've come to make visible who the Father is and what the Father is like. And so that's why Jesus says, if you have seen me, you have seen him. And you see, so as I read through the accounts of what Jesus did, his signs, his wonders, his miracles, his grace, his compassion, his mercy, the you know, every act, every word that he's spoken, I must remember that all the time, Jesus is revealing the Father. This is the Father. This is what the Father is like. So he says, as I said just then, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. What else does he say? He says, I only say what I hear the Father says. I only do what the Father shows me to do. So in me, you see what the Father is like. When you hear me, you hear what the Father is like. When you see what I do, you see what the Father is like. I've come to reveal the Father. He is the way, and the destination is the Father. And Jesus ultimately wants to bring each one of us to the place where we personally know God as our Father. He wants to bring us to that place. See, whenever people are traveling along a road, there are always different people at different stages on that journey, on that particular road. You know, there are those who are just setting out on that journey. There are those who are a little further along, and you get the analogy. There are those who have arrived at their destination. And I think that in our relationship with God, that in many ways that is true as well. That there are different people on different stages of their journey in coming to know Father God. Let me explain what I mean by this. I heard a great piece and a quote, and it said this. It said, many people are on the way. They believe in Jesus. They're saved. They follow Jesus. They've seen his blessing in their life. Now, just as a sideline, if you look in Acts chapter 22, that's what they used to say, didn't they, about Christians? They are followers of the way. Okay, so many people are on the way. They believe in Jesus. They're saved. They follow Jesus. They've seen his blessing in their life, but have not yet arrived at the destination. They've never actually come to personally know God as Father. To personally know God as Father. It's not that they're not a Christian. It's not that they don't love Jesus. It's just on this road, on this way, They've never arrived at that place where they've really personally come to know him as Father. And yet that's the place that Jesus said he wants to get every one of us to. That we would personally know him as our Father. You see, in that text we just read, it's really interesting when you think, you would have no doubt have heard this before, but when Philip says that, you know, show us the Father, really the way in which Jesus replies and talks back to him, he's like, do you still not know? It's like, you know, Philip, you've been around me now for like years. You know, 3.5 years or whatever, however long it was there. And it's like, you've been around me and yet you still haven't actually come to know God as Father. Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Philip was missing. It wasn't that he didn't love Jesus. He followed Jesus. He believed in Jesus. He committed his life to that journey. But Jesus is like, Philip, you're still missing the actual revelation of the Father. He'd not really experienced that for himself. And yet that was where Jesus wanted to get him. And you know, some of us here this morning, wherever you are on the way, wherever you are on your journey, and you may have said, I've really personally come to know God as my Father and what that means. And I'll just talk about that in the moment. I want to ask you, have you ever experienced these things in your life in just a second? And I'm asking myself, you know, these same things as well. But wherever you are on the way, and some people have been on the way a long time, I just want to ask you, have you come to know God as your Father? As your personal Father? Have you had a real personal revelation of God as your Dad? See, the kind of Dad he is, let me just give you a few things from Scripture of the kind of Dad he is. He's a heavenly Father. Hannah, perhaps we can bring those points up for me. He's a heavenly Father. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. He's our Father in heaven. We're, this Father's Day, whatever relationship we've had with our Father, good or bad or ugly, God is a way better Dad. God is a heavenly Father. He's incomparable. I know it's not easy, but we must come to that place where we must remind ourselves he's just so different. So different. Because if you've had a bad experience of a dad and you're trying to relate to God through that lens of that experience, it's really hard. But he is so different as a dad. He's everything a dad should be and more. He's the ultimate father. He's the best father there is. He's the best dad. He's a perfect father. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Oh, man, how many dads here blow it? I mean, how many of us as earthly natural fathers just stuff up and get it wrong and make mistakes? I wish that, you know, so many times as I think, oh, gosh, I wish I could have rewound the clock and handled that one differently, you know. Just we do that, but he's a perfect father, a faultless father. He's the wisest father. He knows what's best for us. He's a dad who's able to take care of us and provide for us like no other dad can. There's no limit to his resource, no limit to his provision. He's the best dad at shaping our lives and shaping our characters. He's the best dad for teaching and guiding our lives. He's the eternal father. You know, when I was 21, you know, I lost my earthly father, but I'll never lose this father. He's my eternal father. I'll always be his child. And he'll never stop being my dad. He's an eternal father. And he's the father of all fathers. If you read Ephesians 3, verse 14 to 15, it talks about how, you know, basically that's what it means. It says in the Amplified version there, it says he's the first and the ultimate father. It all comes from he's the father of fathers. That simply means this: when I want to know what the example of a really awesome, amazing, incredible dad is, then I go to Father God. The actual Greek words that are used there actually talk about how the whole concept of family in Ephesians 3 verse 14 to 15, the word that's used there, the whole concept of family originates with God. He's the archetype. He's the one who we refer back to. If we want to know how to do family well, if we want to know how to father well, if we want to know what an awesome father is, then we look to God, because he is the first and the ultimate father. The greatest role model, the greatest example of what fatherhood should really look like. See, those nine things, they're all part of the, I guess really you could call them the doctrine of, I'll say doctrine of fatherhood, but you know, they're all kind of doctrine. All scriptures are there of who he is as a father. But do you know, sometimes you can have all your doctrine ducks in a row and yet be missing experience. Can have all your theology lined up and correct and spot on, and yet you've never really experienced the Father's love. You've never really known what it is to feel the Father's arms around you, to hear the Father speak words of wisdom, to feel that love that the Bible says he's lavished upon us, to know the joy of when the Father just provides, when he shapes your life and does something in you for the better, when he guides you. You see, we need a revelation of the Father. We need to come to the place where we personally know who the Father is. And the honest truth is, friends, I cannot give it to you. That is only something that Jesus Christ can give. I am the way. I am the road. The destination is the Father. You can't get there except through me, through a relationship with me. So Matthew 11 verse 27 says, my Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son. Just read this little bit with me if you would, church. And those to whom the Son chooses. Oh, it's not up there. I thought, why aren't you joining in? You're leaving me hanging here. There we go. Just rewind. I don't know, it feels like it's sort of like overly dramatic now, doesn't it? Kind of going back and doing it again. We'll give it a go anyway, shall we? All right. My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father. And oh, you're going early now. All right, okay, it's just the last bit. Hang tight. I love your keenness, but just bear with me. No one truly knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Who reveals the Father? The Son. I can preach my heart out up here, but I can never reveal the Father to you. That's Jesus' job. You know, it's down to him to bring that revelation. It comes by revelation of the Son. Who knows the Father better than anyone? Jesus, his Son. Who knows the Son better than anyone? Father God. And so when I done that series on some Sunday evenings on the Lord's Prayer, you know, that image when you read the two accounts in Matthew 6 and Luke 11, when you read the two accounts there, and they come and they say, Lord, you know, teach us how to pray. And it talks about how, you know, the disciple went looking for Jesus. And if you're on the Sunday evening series, just bear with me, just recapping for a moment. But I think it's important to make this point that, you know, the disciple goes looking for him, stumbles across Jesus, and hears Jesus praying and says to Jesus, oh, teach me how to connect with God like you connect with God. Teach me how to communicate with God like that. I mean, yeah. You know, don't you ever, you know, sometimes you just hear that, don't you? You think, oh, I'd love to be able to, you know, pray like that and just connect with God. And that, I mean, this is Jesus. And his disciples' heart's just like, oh, his heart's fired up. It's like, oh, I want to connect with God. Jesus, teach me. Jesus, teach me how to do that. What did he say? When you pray, pray like this. Say it with me. Our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven. When you come to pray, make sure that you really understand who it is you're praying to. Make sure that you really understand that actually what this is a moment when a child of God is coming to his daddy. That word there, Abba, you've heard before, it's that word, you know, you just hear the little Jewish children cry, Daddy, Abba, Abba, Daddy. You know, they fall down, they scuff their knees, Daddy. You know, and that intimate kind of relational word, yeah, for what it is. Because Father can sound awfully posh, can't it? Even the way I just said it then just sounded pretty posh. But, you know, it can sound awful, but it's that Daddy. You know, Daddy. And you really got to understand that actually this is what it is. It's a son, it's a daughter spending time with their dad. Just spending time with my dad. I used to love spending time with my dad. That's why I believe that ultimately that God never designed prayer to make it boring. Do you know what I mean? But some of us find prayer boring, maybe because we've just misunderstand what it is. Because actually, when you boil it all down, it's just about spending time with your dad. You know? My kids don't have any problem asking me for stuff. You know, like they understand they can do that, but it's not that all the time because that would be a drain. There needs to be that aspect of just like enjoying. But sometimes we've got all the asking, and I think we're missing the enjoying. Just time with the dad, with our dad. And the image that hit me, and I made this visual illustration, and can I just perhaps... Tim and Claire, can I just borrow you for a moment? Sorry, they don't know I'm going to dump a minute, but I am. So can I just borrow you for a second? Because I don't have Amy or Jake or Beth in here. But the visual illustration that I used when we were doing the Lord's Prayer series, all I really wanted to do, Tim, is just as Claire's dad, for anyone who doesn't know, just put your arm around her. Like, and Claire, you put your arm around your dad. It's just that image. Okay, now just focus on that image. Personally, I think it's a very good-looking one, okay? But anyway, no, just focus on this image. No, seriously. Yeah, absolutely. All the way, Tim. Okay. I'd just like to ask you an honest question. How often when you come to God, is this image in your mind? How often do you think about this? I'm coming to my dad to spend time with my dad. Because this is the image that Jesus said, ultimately, if you don't start with this understanding of what this is all about, you'll never connect and communicate with God. He says, before you get into give us this day our daily bread and, you know, forgive us our sins and et cetera, before you request anything, he says, you've got to start with the right understanding of what this is all about. This is me and you, my child, having time together. And so this is what we've got to retain when we come to pray, that actually, I'm just coming to my dad. Oh, we'll get on to the request stuff. We'll get on to the things and bringing and asking him to do stuff. But first and foremost, we're spending time together. So I'd like to just ask you for a moment, how are you doing with this? How are you doing with this? Does this reflect your relationship with God right now? Thank you so much. When I last prayed, did I mean that? When I was thinking about my dad in heaven, did I think of myself as that child? You see, I'm on the way, but have I arrived at the destination? Have I come to the place? Has that revelation really grip my heart. Because, do you know, God wants me to know whose I am. Is that right? Yes. God wants me to know whose I am. He wants me to know and to understand that I am a child of God. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's my identity. I am a child of God. And in our relationship, spiritually speaking, it's only when I really know who my Father is and that I have Him, I have that Daddy, that I really begin to discover who I am. My sense of identity, which the world is always craving in so many different things and in so many different ways, looking up all the wrong roads for a sense of identity, love, approval, everything like that. My sense of identity is in the fact that I am a child of God. It's in the fact that I am part of His family. 1 John 3 verse 1, see what great love the Father has lavished on us. Okay, we're reading this together again. Come on. See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. That is what we are. Think that song, you know, I am who you say I am. You are who you say you are. I am a child of God. Sometimes some people have not had a great dad. Some people have never sometimes known their dad. And ultimately, it's kind of maybe the feeling is, well, if I find that out, then I'll discover my identity. Friends, the best identity you ever discover is who you are in God. You're His child. You might not have had a dad. You might not have had a good dad. But you are a child of the best dad that there is in the world this morning. The first and the ultimate Father. There's no lack in Him. So yeah, He's more than enough. More than enough. Whatever lack we feel, whatever pain we feel, whatever loss we feel, He is more than enough as a dad for us. You see, knowing He's my dad, it brings me into a whole new place of security in my life. Anyone else like me ever felt insecure? You know, you go through times when you feel insecure, isn't it? It's just a horrible place to be when, for whatever reason, you feel insecure about something. I looked up the definition of the word insecure. I should have probably put it on the screen, but it means to be subject to fears and doubts, not confident or certain, uneasy and anxious. When you feel insecure, that's how you feel. You feel subject to fear and doubt, not confident or certain, uneasy or anxious. You know, when you're struggling, you're frustrated, you feel heavy, you might be carrying a burden, and you can feel these things, fears and doubts. I'm not certain how this is going to work. I feel uneasy, I feel anxious. You know, as a father, as a loving father, God does not want His children to feel that way. God does not want to raise insecure children. God wants us to understand whose we are, and to understand that not only is our identity in Him, our security is in Him as well. John 10 verse 29, when Jesus said there, no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. No one is able to snatch us, if you're a child of God this morning, out of the Father's hand. There is a security in this relationship of knowing God as Father. You don't have to live insecure when you really begin to understand whose arms it is that you're in, whose hands it is that you're in. You know, my children, I found, and any parent will have found the same thing, whenever we were in a place, if ever they got worried or it got a little bit kind of chaotic, or, you know, there was a big crowd, or they felt uneasy, or they felt uncertain, they had a default response. And what was that? It was to get up into my arms. And yet you're still in the same crowd, in the same place, in the same circumstance, yet there's something about they feel safe in your arms. And God wants us to go forward feeling safe in His arms. That, you see, because life isn't easy, is it? Life throws you curveballs and it can get chaotic, it can get a bit worrying, you don't kind of know what's going on. That's why it's really important to know whose arms you're in. That you're in the Father's arms, that you are in the safest pair of hands that there are. It's good to know that. No matter what happens, don't forget whose arms you're in, whose hands you're in, that there's a Father in heaven that loves you, that there's a Father's heart is to carry you. You're in my hands and nothing can snatch you out. He wants to carry you. When you're planning, God, I don't know what to do with my career. You're in the fire. God wants to just carry you through that. God wants to help you through that. Your life, your future is in his hands. You know, young people who are coming to the end of the, you know, your exams, you're heading on into, you know, new things and new ventures and everything like that. And people say, oh, it's a big, scary world out there. It's all right. You're in the Father's hands. If you know him, if you've come to Jesus, if you've asked him into your life, then your life is in the Father's hands. And Jesus said, didn't he? He said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Remember, he says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. This is the Father's heart. He doesn't want his children weary and carrying heavy burdens. He wants us to be at rest. He doesn't want us to be struggling and frustrated and finding discouraged and everything like that. He says, no, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. I'm revealing the heart of the Father to you. You know, I just feel that, and I'm really saying this to myself as much to anyone else this morning, as I was kind of just finalizing this with the Lord this morning, I felt God say, relax. Relax. And I felt God say this, there's too many stressed Christians. And do you know how I know that? Because I'm one of them. I'm often one of them. And actually, what I really need is a revelation of the Father. Because my life is in his hands. And that should bring me peace. And that should help me to relax. In this world, you'll have trouble, Jesus said. But I have overcome it. He didn't say he didn't promise us a rosy old life, did he? He never said that. But I know that my life is in the Father's hands. You see, this week I had an interesting experience. Just recently, someone gave me a word, and it was God, I believe it was God, about that the devil was going to have a bit of a go at me. I won't go into all of it, you know. And I thought, okay, what's that going to mean? And then it's been a bit of a heck of a week. And then this week I'd done something I'd never done. I just sat at the end of the traffic lights here. I'm just sitting there. I just pulled off. I just drove off. Because I thought the lights were green. I've been sitting there for a while. I thought the lights are green. I just pulled off. And as I pulled off, I looked to my left. And this car went, swerved past the front of me as it came down the road. Missed the car in the middle lane. There was three lanes of traffic all coming down. And I was sitting in the middle of the road just here, like this. My initial reaction was like, what are you doing? And then I looked up and the light was red. And I thought, oh boy. I didn't even see the light was red. First time I've ever done that in my life. Like, I've jumped red lights, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to lie to you, but first time I've actually sat at one and just gone, oh, I'll just drive through it then, you know, like that, in that moment. I really just didn't even realize it was red. I pulled out and just kind of like, by the mercy of God, the guy missed me, missed the car in front. I came back, everyone started waving their hands at me and telling me what a wonderful man I was, you know. I looked at the person on the left, and I was just like, oh, my life. I felt sick. But, you know, I thank God it wasn't my time. But can I just tell you something? Do you know what? When it is your time, you're just going home to your dad. And there's a security in that. You're really just going home. It's all about that relationship from beginning to end, connecting with God to the moment you exit the world and you go home. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. Yeah. I just feel that maybe sometimes we've got children and we've lost our joy. And you know, the Father is the one who gives it. Knowing him, safe in him, secure in him, your identity in him. Psalm 16, verse 11, you fill me with joy in your presence. And perhaps you could come back and this wasn't planned, but perhaps we could sing that new song that we've been singing with the band. Let's get the whole band back on, finished. I can't think how the first line goes, but I'm sure you can find it. Who am I? Who am I that the highest king? That's the one. Yeah, you know, I just want you to know this afternoon that I just remind you of something. I cannot reveal the Father. I cannot reveal the Father. And you might have some struggles. You might have had issues. And in your own life, you might have had issues with your own father or not even knowing who that is. And you need a revelation of Father God. That's what you need. Honestly, that's what you need. But only Jesus can give you that. Only Jesus can really show you that he is more than enough. Otherwise, I'm just saying words. You see, yeah, you don't know. It's all right for you to say that. I've got to just rely on Jesus. I've got to just trust him that if that's what you want this morning, a real revelation of the Father, heart of God, if you've been on the way for a long time, but you're saying, hey, I don't ever think I've really experienced this in my life. I'm not sure I really have personally come to know the Father like this. Or there's been some hindrances. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. You've got to seek him and he'll reveal the Father to you. I believe that if I heard God right, there are people here longing to know and needing to know God as a Father. They need to know what the Father is like. It's not that you're not on the way. You might not be on the way, but I'll say more about that in a moment. But it's not that you're not on the way. You're on the way. Some of you, you love Jesus, but Jesus wants to bring you to that destination and you're on the road. You think, I've never really got there. Today you can know God as your dad. And maybe you're here this morning, you've never actually come into that place where you've actually asked Jesus into your heart, into your life. You've heard the message, they think, gosh, I'd like that in my life. Well, then Jesus is the way. He's the only way. No one can come to the Father except through me. Galatians 3 verse 26 says, for you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Through faith in Christ Jesus. That's how you become a child. This morning. That's how this begins. That's how the journey begins. And then it's progress and it's discovery and it deepens and all those things. But you are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. People can call God creator. People can call God judge. People can call God many different things. But it's only when you ask Jesus into your heart that you can call him Father. People pray the Lord's Prayer. But you know what, friends? That's a family prayer. That's a prayer for a child of God. That only really kicks into effect in its fullness and its dynamite and its power in that prayer. But it only kicks in when you can say, Our Father. When you're a child of God and you can call upon him as dad. And so it's faith in Jesus that makes us children of God. So do you know, with every eye closed, I don't know where you're at on the way this morning. Maybe you're not on the way. Maybe you were on the way and you've fallen by the wayside. Wherever you are on the way this morning, I'd like you to do something with me. Just close your eyes and just join me in just praying a very simple prayer. Jesus, would you reveal the Father to me? That's all it's going to be this morning. I don't know where you're at. Maybe you're not even that interested. Maybe you're not really walking with God right now. Well, I don't know if this is an overly Christian thing to do, to say, I dare you to do this. But in a way, I want you to hear my heart. I just encourage you, just pray this prayer. Just pray this prayer. If there's something in there, you say, well, I'm not sure. But if there's even just the smallest little voice and you're willing to just agree with me and just join in this, just pray this prayer, just a simple prayer where you are this morning. Jesus, would you reveal the Father to me? Okay, that's all we're going to do this morning. We're just going to pray that. And it's over to Jesus now to come and to do that. It's over to the Holy Spirit to pour the love of God into your heart this morning. It's over to him. But we're just going to pray that prayer. So I'm going to 3, 2, 1, and we're just going to say, Jesus, would you reveal the Father to me? I don't mind if you whisper it, shout it, or whatever, but I challenge you to pray it with me this morning. Just try. What have you got to lose? Hallelujah. Okay. So it's Jesus, would you reveal the Father to me? Lord, I just ask you right now as we pray this prayer, Jesus, you reveal the Father in this place. Wherever we are on the way, I pray we'll come to know you as Father God. So Lord, we're going to pray it. And Jesus, we just trust you to do it. Amen. 3, 2, 1. Jesus, would you reveal the Father?